never knew a love like this before. Here's Ken Colburn and Brandon Disney.
I need to know that things are going to look up.
And welcome back to the Computer Corner here on News Radio 620 KTAR. Brandon is on assignment in Tucson. Yeah, right. Actually, he's celebrating his father's retirement from the Air Force. And scouting out some locations for Data Doctor stores, so it's a dual process. We'll excuse him this week. Filling in for him is Chris from Data Doctors and Adam, the man from Glendale.
Yeah.
Almost man, right?
Yeah.
Young man.
Yeah.
All right,
there
we'll take
go.
That. All right, so let's see if I can do this here.
One, six, enter.
It's time for. I figured that'd be a little better intro music for... It's the Geek Speak of the Week segment. Every week we try to bring you a little vernacular, a little something-something from the world of geeks so that you sound somewhat intelligent when you're speaking amongst the technocratic.
Mm-hmm.
This week's Geek Speak of the Week is...
Phantom Load.
Phantom Load.
Is your computer loaded with a phantom?
I'd say like a large percentage of those people just said, yelp.
Yeah. Basically, for the geek speak, a phantom load is the electricity that's consumed by a device or a computer when the computer's not actually turned on.
When it's not actually doing something?
Right.
But it's still sucking power.
Yeah.
And so if you have enough of those things all around your house, I guess it would have some impact on your electrical bill,
mm-hmm.
huh? So, like, what kind of things have phantom loads?
Apple computers do.
Well, actually, all computers do when they go to sleep.
Well, yeah.
Yeah. How about you know where a clock on a coffee maker?
Yeah.
Kind of a phantom load. I mean, it's tiny.
Mm-hmm.
But tiny times 100.
Yeah.
You got
good point.
Kinda not tiny.
What about your VCR with the
flashing 12s?
Right.
Yeah.
Flashing 12.
Your VCR in your house doesn't flash 12, does it?
No.
Okay.
Of course
actually,
not.
You know what? That was such a bad problem. The VCR manufacturers finally figured out that they could pull the time from the cable, you know, when
mm-hmm.
it was plugged into the cable, so it actually can synchronize
yep.
and set itself up. So.
Mm-hmm.
So hey, you know, if it's a problem long enough, they'll come up with a solution. How about our free download of the week?
Are you a cook?
I'm a cook.
You're a cook?
I'm a big-time cook.
Top ramen?
No.
How many recipes do you have?
How many do I have?
Mm-hmm.
Thousands.
Do you keep them all organized?
Yes, they're at foodtv.com and epicurious.com.
Yeah. Well, the web attack free download of the week is the Electronic Recipe Manager.
Now, you know what? That actually would be faster for me because I have to go search for that obscure recipe that I used
mm-hmm.
you know, a year ago. I knew it was on foodtv.com, but sometimes they go, well, that recipe's old. We don't have it anymore.
Yeah.
So how's this work?
Basically, it just lets you import recipes and share recipes on the web. It comes with 300 recipes and, of course, the ability to add new ones. It's got a one-click recipe transfer, so you can transfer recipes like that are in websites and emails right to the manager.
Wow.
And it has an advanced search engine.
Ooh. Ooh. So you could probably say, chicken.
Yeah. There you go.
How about grilled chicken?
Uh-huh.
And then maybe, well, advanced, you probably put multiple search conditions in
mm-hmm.
there, huh? Grilled chicken with fava beans.
Fava beans.
Fun.
Yeah, fun. All right, so that's our Geek Speak of the Week and our free download of the week. If you want to check that out, go to datadoctors.com, click on the Computer Corner or Radio Show section, and you'll see direct links to that free download. And, of course, if you just want to remember what phantom load means. So,
mm-hmm.
All right, let's get back to our topic here. Something that I saw a while back, and it's actually here now, biometrics is something that's always been kind of cool, and that's the ability to use fingerprints, the iris, the blood veins in your hand. I mean,
yeah.
There's all kinds of things that computers
yeah.
can do to recognize you. And we've been hearing how biometric interfaces are going to change the whole password situation that, you know, normally we have to remember those passwords and you can't. And, you know, wouldn't it be great just to stick your finger or thumb on something and
mm-hmm.
it lets you in?
Yep.
Well, there's, you know, the flash drives, or they call them, I guess they call them flash drives. They're little portable USB drives that you can plug in.
Thumb
and
drives.
Yeah.
Thumb drives. Well, thumb drives is a copyright for
yeah.
a particular company, but basically along that ilk, where you plug it in and you can transfer files over, and it's real simple. It can be, are you slurping on my show?
Hey, I'm thirsty.
I guess you're comfortable on this show, huh? Or was that Top Ramen? So what's cool about these little thumb drives and flash drives is you can copy files on and take them back and forth, mm-hmm. and they'll connect to keychains and all kinds of cool stuff. Wow. The problem is, if you did that and then lost it, whatever's on there, somebody just plugs it into the USB mm-hmm. port. So they now have this a company called ClipDrive that actually has one that's got a biometric interface.
Oh.
And you can actually partition the device so that half of it is just open, no password, and then the important stuff you can password protect with your thumb so that the only way to access the files is to prove that it's you.
Wow.
Kind of cool. Real Buck Rogers kind of...
Mission Impossible.
Yeah. Cool stuff. Another cool thing that I saw out there that if you're a Sony PlayStation owner, the Sony PS2 iToy. Have you seen this?
Ooh, yeah.
iToy.
The iToy?
Mm-hmm.
Tell them what it does.
Webcam meets gaming.
Basically,
yes. there are games that are meant for the iToy. You plug the iToy in, and you are on the screen, and you're kind of playing the game in mid-air while you see all the graphics and everything show up on your TV in front of you.
So you're actually in the game,
mm-hmm.
on the screen, and so when the, for instance, there's one where you kind of think you whack bugs or monsters
yeah.
or whatever, so you're swinging around in the air, you know, if somebody doesn't see what you're doing, they're probably thinking, oh, there goes that Adam kid again. But you're swinging around, you're actually playing the game by moving your arms around, and the camera's picking that stuff up. It's like $50. So if you're really into the PlayStation, it's kind of a cool little accessory. How about things for people that have no budget? People that have money to spend for, you know, whatever. Crazy. You got crazy, crazy gadget stuff? I got one here. The digital picture frame from Wallflower Pot Plus. We've heard about these things where you can, like, have a picture frame that plays, you know, that you stick a memory card in and it just shows all of your pictures. So you can have it just every 5 minutes change the picture. It's kind of a cool thing. Well, now they've added Wi-Fi interface. So you don't even have to store the images on the picture frame anymore.
Whoa.
And so it'll actually grab the stuff out of your computer. And if you want to go crazy, you can actually grab video, streaming video from the computer and display it on this
Ooh.
On this picture frame. So you could have these picture frames all around the house that are constantly changing their pictures and
mm-hmm.
playing movies and that kind of stuff. They start at $800. That's where they start for a picture frame. But it's electronic and it's cool.
Yeah.
Anything else you guys got? How about cordless TV? Have you seen that one?
No.
Uh-uh.
Sharp's got the cordless TV. We heard about this from Comdex and CES last year, but it's out now. It's available. It's a mere $1,800. It's a 15-inch LCD that you can carry around with you. It's got its own batteries. It's got a transmitter that goes by your television. And up to 300 feet away, you can get audio and video on this little LCD. So it's a portable television with no wires.
Uh-huh. Wow.
Tell me that's not for the guy that has lots of money. $1,800 for a 15-inch TV.
Wow.
Whoa.
Just to say, look it, no wires. How about sound? How about speakers? Anything on your list for that? I mean, if you're into MP3s, you're into gaming, then a good speaker system really makes a big difference.
I think if you're into gaming, I think a lot of PC games now support surround sound.
THX, surround sound 5.1. I mean, they're just crazy stuff out there.
Oh, yeah.
And if you've ever played a game with one of these surround sound speaker systems, especially the third-party shooter games, where you're playing with a bunch of other people on the internet, you basically can hear people walking up behind you,
mm-hmm.
which is really important when you're about to get shot, right?
And you know which way to turn around, too, so you don't just go around shooting into odd areas and...
Like, well, you end up doing that anyway, but, you know. What else is on here? How about digital cameras? You got any particular digital camera that you're thinking is a good recommendation for folks out there?
Not especially, but I know that a lot of digital cameras, a lot of the higher-end digital cameras now do a little bit of video, too.
Well, they all do a little, like, short snippets of video.
Yeah.
Usually it's really poor quality, but some of the newer ones are getting pretty good.
Mm-hmm.
If your budget is unlimited, one of the SLR style, that's the single lens reflex type cameras, like the regular old film cameras,
mm-hmm.
you can get a lot of those in digital format now, so you can exchange the lens on them.
Mm-hmm.
They have the look and feel the same way, just like a regular old camera, only it's all digital. 6.3 megapixels and up. Start at about $900.
Wow.
The Canon PowerShot 400, it's the digital ELF. It's one of my favorite small cameras, $300-$400 for something like that. In fact, if you are in the market for a digital camera, you may want to check out...
What?
Let me get you a straw. You may want to check out the column we have posted at computerproblems.com on the basics on how to go buy a digital camera, the lens, the pixels, all the things that are important, and the things that are not important.
Yeah.
Because there's some of that stuff that those camera salesmen are going to tell you that...
Mm-hmm.
4,000 megapixels.
Yeah, it's not all about the megapixels.
Yeah.
But check that out. How about digital audio receivers? Have you heard of these things?
Digital, like cordless?
Well, it's an audio receiver that I guess we're going to go to break here in a second, but the digital audio receivers beam audio and video all over the house so that you can pick it up, kind of like the reverse of that the portable television. You're able to transmit to other computers, other stereos, that type
mm-hmm.
of thing. So like your MP3s can be listened to all over the house.
Huh.
So it's kind of cool.
Mm-hmm.
All right, we're going to have to take a break here. We've got more gadgets coming up, and of course in the second hour we're going to take your calls and questions. In fact, when we come back, we're going to have Mike Hell give us a little history, a little lesson in history here on the Computer Corner. It's Ken, Chris, Adam, Mike Hell, back after this.
On the road again and heading west. Your Phoenix Suns are in L.A. tonight to take on the Clippers. The Suns are having a heck of a time getting their groove on, but the glimmers of greatness are there. Be here tonight at 7:30 as we set the stage for the matchup. Then, an hour later, Al McCoy calls the whams, bams, and shazams from the Staples Center. The Suns at the Clippers.